KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An evacuation in Sudan taking place under the cover of darkness. Members of the U.S. military flew into the capital late Saturday to evacuate about 70 U.S. Embassy personnel. Lieutenant General D.A. Sims.
Just over 100 troops total involved in the mission and all special operations forces.
The evacuation came as Sudan has seen more than a week of fighting between rival factions, turning its capital into a virtual war zone. A fire breaking out at Disneyland in California Saturday. The fire occurred on Tom Sawyer Island as part of a show. No injuries reported. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. More Western-made weapons heading to Ukraine. Spain sending 6 tanks to the country. The U.S., meanwhile, sending 31 Abrams tanks to Europe in order to train Ukrainian soldiers. Jury selection set to begin in the long-awaited trial of the man accused of opening fire inside the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh 4 years ago, killing 11 people. Federal prosecutors want the death penalty. This is ABC News. Passengers on board an American Airlines flight taking off from Charlotte, North Carolina, jolted after seeing flames shoot out from the plane's right engine.
We were taking off like normal. You know, when the wheels go up, you feel a little bump. And then all of a sudden you hear an explosion.
The pilots aborted the takeoff and the plane was returned to the gate. No injuries were reported. It's not clear what caused the fire. American says the plane is now out of service for maintenance. A widow and her family are suing Celebrity Cruises for allegedly mishandling her husband's body after he died while on board one of the company's cruise ships last year. Marilyn Jones's husband of 55 years died of a heart attack in August. The lawsuit says he was stored for nearly a week inside a walk-in cooler normally used for storing beverages. The lawsuit says his body began to decompose, and as a result, they were unable to have an open casket during his funeral. Celebrity Cruises declined to comment. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was down on my luck, down in drinks, living mean. I was breaking down.
Brand new stuff from the People Brothers Band right here on Max Inc. Radio. We're going to connect the satellites and the phone lines and hear brand new stuff with Terry Barr, hot off the presses now. Interview with Terry Barr in just minutes. And it's all here on Max Inc. Radio.
Hot off the press, it is, baby, ready to go. It is, baby, I don't know.
Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr, and that was hot off the press, one of the very new brand songs from the People Brothers Band and their brand new album, Sisters and Brothers. I am so excited because Teresa Marie, Mama T,
Aww.
All about it. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Terry. I've been good, and I absolutely love you. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I miss you. I love you. And this.
I miss you, too. We all do.
Wow. Tell me about Hot Off the Press. Obviously, we just listened to it, but what does this song mean to the band?
Well, this is one of the Bobby tunes, and it's, I guess, like every single song has so much meaning to every person. Hot Off the Press in particular feels like one of the up-tempo ones. It's like, okay, y'all, here we go. We got an album. Here you go. It's Hot Off the Press. This is what's happening. That's it. And it's real swingy and real fun. And it's just...
Now, I was going to say the last album was so good. And I always wondered, will you guys try to top it or can you even top it? But this one... Wow. What do you feel when you think about
Thank you.
Compared to any of the last ones?
Well, I think that we're proud of every song and every piece of work that we do. And every album has like a different story of how it was happening. And I don't know that we ever top anything. I think we just keep working on making beautiful music that touches the world. This particular album is really special because we did it different than we've done anything else. We started this in 2020 during the pandemic, and every single song, every instrument, every vocal, everything was done separately. And genius, amazing human being, Kenny Leiser, just worked magic. I don't know about top, but I know that it is something that I consider a masterpiece of a lot of life that happened in the last 3 years.
It's been a weird time, but for the band and with the support of Kenny Leiser, of course, everybody knows Kenny playing with how many different bands support taking all of your pieces, putting it together and product. You must have all just been over the moon.
Oh my goodness. When we were finally finished with the last part of it in January and we were ready to just send it off, it was just like, there was a sense of like, we did this and the world is finally going to get to hear all of this. And this is unbelievable. So yeah, I get goosebumps thinking about it.
We need this music from you guys now more than ever. So I am able to talk with you about this. You know, the official release is coming up really fast now, and this has to be exciting. Saturday, the 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. We, though, I feel special getting this very special listen to a couple of the songs tonight. Let's play Down right
yes,
now.
And yes,
please. Put this front to back a couple of times, Teresa. This one hits.
Thank you.
The song.
So Down... you know, all of our songs are written a different way. And this particular song, Tim Lochner, our like papa of the band, is the very king of a hook of a song and an idea. And when we were in Jamaica, it was the beginning of 2020. It was right before everything shut down. One day, Mother Nature went, like, she said, this is what we got for you. Let me show you me in all my glory. And we said, we got to stay home. And we sat in the house and we finished the song Down. And what is really special about it was the fact that Tim came with the idea of Down. He had so many of the lyrics. And then I kind of just, what he does with that is give it to me and let me do my thing with it. So Down is actually a true story of my life. While I'm not specifically saying anything, I'm coming out and telling you things that have happened to me and telling you that everybody has that story and it's okay for it to not always be beautiful because that is what makes it end with you. Down is a big part of what happened to me in my past. So yeah.
It does. I know the song will resonate with so many people. So here is Down from the People Brothers Band on Next Inc. Radio. This is Max Inc. Radio. I'm Terry Barr, and that was Down from the People Brothers, Sisters, and Brothers. Now, what is the band's process for making this music we love? You have 8 people in this group, and every single one of you created. You mentioned this a little bit, but describe it more to us, because I think for those of us who can't or don't know how to do this kind of thing. It's just so fascinating.
Thank you. Every song has a different way that it's written. Bobby, because he can play and because he can write, will often come with a whole entire song and he'll just play it for everybody. And the guys just jump in and I feel it out and start harmonizing with them.
Oh.
Tim will often come with a hook and an idea and he'll give it to me or to Bobby to like just run with. Paulie had songs written already. Greg started writing some amazing songs when we were experiencing some loss years ago, and we kind of finished it up as we've been experiencing loss in these last few years. As for the way that I write, aside from somebody giving me the idea or the melody or the beat, I will just have an idea in my head and I will hear the symphony. I'll hear how it's supposed to sound and I just write the lyrics. And my friend Kenny is the person who can take my sounds and transcribe them to notes so that the guys understand what I'm talking about instead of my however it is that I might do it. And he helps me get it into notes that everybody can play. So there's so many different ways. Max gave me just a beautiful beat and melody. And Kenny has done the same thing. So it just honestly depends on who wrote the song and what we're feeling that day. And sometimes we just get in a room and start jamming and magic happens. And as they're playing and jamming, I'll just start writing or Bobby will start writing or however the case may be. It's just, it feels like we do feel like sisters and brothers, like actual family. That is the whole reason behind it. We have been for well over a decade and the magic just happens how it happens. And we're so grateful.
Do all of that, you know, in pieces and parts. And then when you hear it all put together, do you ever all just sit there and go, wow, we did that?
I think that any musician will say, and maybe not, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I believe that when you are making magical music, it is an energy, it's a vibe, it's a feeling. We don't have to say anything. We're all feeling that. We're looking at each other, you get the goosebumps all over, and you just know that what you're doing is special and you can feel it. So there, you know, often doesn't have to be, at the end of it, we'll be like, oh my gosh, that's gonna be a great song, or oh, I can't wait to finish this. But you just kind of do it.
You know, the albums often play like you are live. It still always sort of has that really big on stage feeling.
Yes.
And I love that because so often you do see a and then you wish they sounded like that on an album. Yes. But I feel you guys carry that sound over between the stage and the album. But I have to ask you, and this is super cool, you have been described as Tina Turner-esque on stage.
Oh my.
How does that make you feel knowing that people really do groove to the live show?
Very, very, very humbled. I just, to be compared to anybody who has had such an impact on the world, is very humbled, very grateful.
Well, and all of you, I know you've described it as a family, but when you watch the People Brothers Band, just the interaction between all of you and the people who are there, it's something so special.
Thank you.
Like you said, continues to push you or make you want to continue making new music? Obviously, you have it in your heart to do it.
I think that when we played our very first show together, that was a little over 13 and a half years ago for me. Some of the boys have been in the band for longer. When we played our very first show together, and I did not know these gentlemen like at all, but when we were finished, I just said, we have something so special. Like, we're going to do something really, really amazing. So let's just keep doing it. And that was the first time I had ever been a part of a band, an actual band. So just to feel like home with people and just know that you have something that's going to make the world a little different. We got to keep going because we were blessed with this gift to share with the world. And to not do that would just be that would just be sad.
Because the music just really, it speaks to you. And I think that's why I'm enjoying so much. I will enjoy album as I have them, but I can't wait to add the new album to our summer repertoire. That is
absurd. What
do you think? What do you hope people who listen and enjoy? What do you hope? What else should they get from your music?
We just want to make people feel the way they're making us feel. Anyone knows when you're watching your favorite artists, when you just hear them sing a note or they play a note, and there's just that, the energy and the special that happens. And I just, every single show, I just pray that I can look out there and know that I made a connection with one person. And I ask my daddy to be with me in spirit and take all of his good energy and love that he had and help me get that back out there in the world. And I just think that, that's kind of what it is. I just want to make people feel.
You've also, you've been multi-awarded. We'll just say it like that. You guys have won so many awards. But I wonder, and you are so deserving. So please don't let me take that away.
Thank you.
The biggest award, I think, is the one you give back. Your music and your love of wanting to help the communities across Southern Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Like, that's such a big part of the People Brothers Band.
I don't think that there is anything more important than like love and music and connection. And we just got to get out there and do that.
Which and not just in Wisconsin, but Jamaica and so many other places. Too, so.
All over the world if we had our choice, but baby steps, right?
Yep. And just don't forget us here, though.
I would never forget where I came from. I know my brothers would never forget what they came from, and we are proud of where we were to be where we are.
Oh, I love that. That describes it in a nutshell right there. Oh my goodness. Okay, you all are on social media. Do you have a site or somewhere where maybe the best for everybody to kind of keep up with all the shows that you have coming up this summer?
Absolutely. PeopleBrothers.com. And you can go to DriftlessMusicGardens.com and check out the festivals that are going to be happening. And our Facebook is usually telling you what we got going on. And so there's multiple platforms, thankfully.
Anything you're really looking forward to this summer for a show?
The whole summer. Like, there is so many great festivals and like local festivals, our own festivals, our friends' festivals. There's weddings, which is always a beautiful thing. And the biggest part of it all is that we have this magic album to share. And so I'm looking forward to the whole summer. It's going to be out of this world.
This is Teresa Marie Mama T from the People Brothers Band. You can catch the album release party. The album is Sisters and Brothers. Gosh, that's a perfect title, too. It's coming up Saturday, April 29th at High Noon Saloon in Madison. Oh, my gosh, Teresa, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. I want to give a huge shout out to DOG because those cats that are playing that the album release party with us are so incredibly talented that we are just grateful to have them come and share the night with us.
We're going to end here with another new song, Living My Best.
Yes.
About that before we let you go.
Okay. This one is one that Kenny sent me the beats. He sent me the tune and just said, go nuts with it. And then him and Tim and I kind of like talked about a couple of ideas. And then that is what came out of it. And it's so, so very true. I think at least we're trying to live our very best life. It was a couple years ago that it started happening like that. And some of the verses were inspired and written as I was going to help Bobby's sons with virtual school and just like embracing all of those things that were happening around us. And it was, that song is very, very special. And I hope people feel living your best life is important. At any juncture in time, you can start doing that.
Yep, and a good time to remind us, no matter which song becomes a favorite, there's a message from all of you and everyone. And every song is special, as you mentioned.
Thank you for your support of local music and just for your love, all of you. We love you guys so much.
Can't wait to see you soon. And again, here's you guys, another brand new song from the People Brothers Band. This is Living My Best on MaxSync Radio. We are local music. Bye, Teresa.
Bye. I love you, Terry.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. That was awesome. That was super, super awesome.
Woke up feeling good today. Feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm going like a rainbow. Listen, wanna refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Waving a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. 'Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. 'Cause I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. President Biden orders special forces to evacuate the U.S. Embassy in Sudan. White House reporter Bo Erickson has more on the airlift in northern Africa.
U.S. officials for days warned of extreme danger on the streets of Sudan's capital city and told both American personnel and American citizens in the country to shelter in place.
American-made Abrams battle tanks are headed to Ukraine, says correspondent Holly Williams.
The U.S. and its European allies are sending more capable modern tanks, including 31 Abrams from America, expected later this year.
Health officials are telling people to stay out of the water along 7 miles of beach in Long Beach, California. Warnings are posted after 250,000 gallons of raw sewage spilled into the LA River and traveled downstream. Anita Layton is a tourist there.
That is very sad. And I hope people respect the sign because it's really tempting, right? There is nothing. You look at it, well, it looks fine.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. Ready for the loud stuff? Mars Hall has you covered. Get in the car on Max Inc.
With you, so get in the car, we're going for
All right, Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Madison, Monona, O'Donnell, and Willie Street. IgniteGlassandGifts.com brings you this next tune.
And this is our last song, and this song is called Stars.
It's brand new Newski Live stuff.
Fever!
On Max Inc. Radio. So much local stuff, so much live stuff. It's all brought to you by our sponsors like Salvatore Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, and Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's, salvatorestomatopies.com. Also, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. They've got a full kitchen right there in Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating, live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com. Cat and the Hurricane. Sorry, I'm like this. No, really, I am. I'm sorry. Line is next Monday morning.
Sunday morning, fly now. The city raised me from the ground, but nothing's ever as it seems. Waiting for what felt to you. Yes, setting sights and drinking fear. Wind it up and let it run away, away with me now. Way, away, away. No, I've got it together now. No, what if she makes it better? Yeah, thoughts been living on my heart, but it's not fair to think that. No, she's so kind of. No, give it a try. No, what if love at third sight? No, 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 no. Great expectations.
Trip at harmoniouswail.com. That's harmonious, WAIL.com.
She sang hallelujah soft and the men lined up to fall down at her feet. I fought them back, they cussed and cursed. I knew I had to get there first. I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. Tattooed her name directly on my heart, knowing it was bound to leave a scar. I didn't care how much it hurt, or if she dragged me through the dirt. I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. Desperation causes men regret, but I ain't regretting desperation yet. Desperate's not what I'd prefer, but I'm desperately in love with her, and I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. I'd give my own right hand, and my left would be at her command. No, they're not all.
I'd do about anything for that pretty girl. I'll spend my life underneath the cold fluorescent lights. Security don't come with thrills, but I always have and I always will do about anything for that pretty girl. I get my own right hand and my left and be at her command. Know that now about anything for that pretty girl.
Has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.